Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. I want to read a passage to you from Ephesians chapter 5. This is what it says in verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so every wife should submit in everything to her husband. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. You know, it's a fantastic passage, and there's so much there. Many people get kind of hung up on the whole idea of submission, but the verse just prior to what I read in verse 21 says, be mutually submissive to one another out of reverence for Christ. So what does it look like in marriage to be mutually submissive? Well, the role of the wife and the husband, although different, plays out exactly the same. That if they submit to the needs of the other person, here's what the role would look like. For the husband, their job is to lead their wife, to lead their family in the same way that Christ did, to lay down his life for his wife. The picture of the husband is the same picture of that of Christ, where he gave himself up for the bride, or for the church. Now think about that. Wouldn't marriage be better if the husband constantly looked at the needs of the wife and was willing to be sacrificed in order to meet those needs? Then in the same way that, you know, the mutually submissive partner, the wife, is to love and respect her husband. It's interesting that for her role resembles the church and how the church submits to Christ as a leader. I say all that because these are things that that usually cause the biggest struggle, is when we don't embrace our role. And the thing I hear from people all the time is, well, if I lay down my life for my wife, then she's just going to walk on me. Or if the wife says, you know, I'm going to love and respect him when he deserves love and respect. Isn't it interesting that the scripture doesn't give any condition to carrying out your role? The verse in 21 says, out of respect for the Lord, be mutually submissive to one another. And then it plays out in marriage and carrying out your role. It's almost as if you're saying to God, God, look, I love you because of what you did for me on the cross, because of how you gave yourself up for me. I want to serve you. I want to honor you. I want to love you. What do you want me to do, God? And as if God says, what I want you to do is live out your role in marriage. No, wait a second, God. That's not what I said. I want to serve you for some big purpose. And God's saying to me as a husband, I want you to lay down your life for your wife, to wash her with the water of the word. That means that I'm living out the word of God so much so that it's literally cleansing her. It's coming out naturally out of my life and into hers and helping her to live out the word of God. And in the same way, he's talking to the wife saying, look, what I want you to do is to love and respect your husband. And isn't it interesting that husbands, what we want most is respect? Isn't it interesting? The most loving thing you can do for your husband is to respect him. And you might say, well, I don't want to lay down my life for her. She's not worth it. She's selfish. Or, man, I don't want to love and respect him. He's selfish. Christ said, do it for me. I want you to live out your role for me. The one piece of advice I would give that I've learned after 23 years of marriage, and I share this with every couple that gets married, I say that if you have to be right, you're going to destroy your marriage. I've seen more than anything else of the marriages that that have come to me that they're struggling, is that the two people are trying to be right. I'm not gonna love and respect my husband. I am not gonna lay down my life for my wife. Why? Because I'm right. And I think that's what Christ is getting at, to lay down your life, to respect your husband out of reverence for Christ, be mutually submissive. You know, I would say that it's one thing to hear, it's very difficult to actually do, but Marriage is the beautiful picture of Christ in the church. And when we live it out, there's no greater picture of what the church is supposed to look like than when you see husbands and wives have marriage that reflect this beauty. It's worth fighting for. God, I pray that you help us to have marriages that will reflect your glory, your honor, to reflect what it's like between Christ and the church. God, help us to live that out and be mutually submissive to each other out of reverence for you and who you are. God, I pray that we'd be able to forgive each other when we're not perfect. I pray that we would be able to be sacrificial and respectful. God, help us to have the words and the actions to back up our faith. God, heal the marriages where they struggle. Lord, help us to live it out. We ask that in your Son's holy name, amen. Maybe just take a second and think about where you're at in your marriage and what it looks like to embrace your role and submit your heart to Christ. Take a second, just talk to him about that. Well, thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast today. Until next time, God bless.